This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's hour two of the 28th of May, 2022. This is a three-hour show, 9 to noon, live Pacific time, every single Saturday. It's very rare. I think that maybe Christmas and maybe one other time or two is it we'll do the best of, but it's usually live. Join us here. You can go on to our website at RadioLawTalk.com and click on live if the radio stations that we love and we appreciate happen to preempt us with something else. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're going to get into the Depp and Heard trial. And here's what you want to wait for. There's a reason Todd Kuenin is going to come out and tell why he believes, strongly believes, that the Amber Heard on the bed leaving something brown was true.
Ew.
And he's going to say why he thinks that is a true scenario and actually happened, even though she denied it, right? Did she deny that?
She denied that it happened. Said it was the Yorkies.
So anyway, Todd's going to tell you why, in his opinion, that is true, and it was very interesting. And then we're going to get into some talk about Morgan Tremaine at TMZ, get into the closing arguments, and a little bit more about a couple other people, and then we're going to close out the Heard and Depp trial until next week. And then we're going to get into what UCLA paid for their doctor abuse lawsuits. Yes, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, there are other cases out there right now. I know it's going to sound boring, but we're going to talk about that. Employees win a big one with the Supreme Court, which nobody else cares. Nobody cares about any of this stuff, by the way. It's just, this is going to be ancillary for us, right? And then we got an opioid tentative settlement, and you're going to try to take a guess at how much. We're going to talk about that, but we're going to pound more on the very interesting Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, and we're going to tell a few little side notes. But the reason people are here, Cal, is for case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
All right, here we go. This is one, by the way, next hour, I do have something to do with DC, the producer of the Aquaman, you know, the DC Underworld. That's next hour. But this hour, a certain Mr. Perkins took his prized domestic duck to the Iowa State Fair. The duck won first prize for being a very good representation of the species. After the fair, Mr. Perkins took the fowl home, and it did what ducks do. It ate. Perkins had purchased some poultry corn from the local feed store, and he left it out on the back porch with the bag open where the duck would go to eat it. And the duck ate. And a few minutes later, Mr. Perkins heard some loud noises. It was his duck. He went out inside and saw his prize duck looking horrible. He realized it was very ill, took a look at the feed, smelled it, and said, "Oh, I know what went wrong. There's not corn in here. It's yeast." So he ran to his duck to try to save it, and just as he got there, boom! The duck exploded, sending a duck bone into Perkins' eye. Medical technology being what it was in the late 1900s, his eye could not be saved, but he did call the town solicitor and demanded civil recompense and criminal charges against the feed store operator in case the near-fatal and partially blinding accident was no accident. He asked the solicitor, who was also his personal lawyer, said, "Listen, I want to know, do I have a case or no case? Damages for my eye and a criminal investigation to see if the substitution was deliberate. Fred, I think it's on you.
No, Case, it's on Todd.
That's right.
Exploding Duck. Remember, yeah, Denise didn't want to do it, so it went to Todd.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
It went to me. Todd.
Okay. Todd, what do you say?
So you're saying there should have been a warning label. Should have been a warning label on the feed. Warning. This product, if fed to a duck, could cause the duck to explode, which would result in a bone shard from said duck entering your eye, thereby blinding you.
That's what happened.
This happens so often we had to put a warning label on the feed.
Is it a label thing or a malfeasance or incompetence thing on the feed?
Or was it intentional? Yes. Was it intentional? Well, you know, so the Department of Homeland Security is now banning the sale.
Oh, wait. I didn't tell you the food store guy had a duck that lost to his duck in the competition.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Lost? It was retribution. It was a vendetta against the duck. Such foul behavior.
It quacks me up, I admit it, but anyway.
Quacked you up, okay, great.
It's getting deep, Denise, in here.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's like water going off the back.
Oh, you're back, yeah.
I think that's what the attorney said. You know, it's water off a duck's back, so let's go ahead and just, I'm going to say this is, as interesting as this is, as interesting as the high stakes of county fair and
state fair and
duck competitions might be, boy, this is interesting, but no case.
Okay.
No case.
Fair enough. What do you think, Denise, in this matter most foul?
I'm trying to think, where did you get this idea from? You know, and I'm thinking that there is a county fair coming up in your county.
True.
And yes, they true. Probably will have a duck contest. Because usually they have ducks and pigs and all that kind of stuff at county fairs, right?
And people buy ducks to eat in restaurants. You know, they're quite delicious, you know.
Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
I'm not a duck guy.
What do you feed a duck?
Corn.
You feed him corn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually.
And what kind of feed has yeast in it?
Nothing, just yeast.
Okay, well, that's weird. Okay, this is not a case, and it's not even a scenario.
So you're going to double down and say, if it's just not a scenario, you're willing to take off a point. Okay, that's done. Okay, Fred Penny, what say you, case or no case? Wait, scenario or no scenario? Todd, scenario or no scenario?
I'll say it's a scenario.
Fred, case, no case, scenario, no scenario.
Let me bring up two things first.
Sure.
The first thing is when Mr. Duck Winner owner goes
Perkins, and
Mr. Perkins brings the duck home and opens the corn bag for his cute little ducky, did he not notice when he opened it up and look and say, that's not corn, that's something that's a powder? What?
It was. You know, most yeast is flakes in those days. It was sold for a commercial bakery,
corn.
big. But, yeah.
but
it was not corn.
You
should
have noticed that.
You would think.
The second thing, is it foreseeable that this would happen, that the duck would blow up, blowing up duck, and is it foreseeable that the shard would go in his eye?
Oh, man.
There's just no way.
Can you imagine?
This is a case.
So he walks up there to the duck, says, oh, poor ducky, boom, like that. Is it a scenario?
The boom. I'm going to say no, it's not even a scenario. I just think Cal made all this up, but he was talking about it happened long time ago. But I'm trying to think, the only reason I'd go against these two is to try to get points. I mean,
you agreed with me.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you guys. That's what I'm saying. So the problem is nobody can get points. So here we go, Cal. I'm going out on a limb. I'm going to say it's a case. Just to do something different. I don't care about the points anymore because I want to see if I can gain points. So I'm going to go against my better judgment and say it's a case.
Who wins?
And the people who gave the dust to the duck, not the corn.
The feed store.
That's what you call it.
So here's what's going to happen. I'm not going to tell you.
I'm
going to
lose. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to lose.
We're 30 seconds away.
I know we are.
So I'm not going to tell you.
I know. We're going to come back. I'm going to show that I'm going to lose. But I'm just.
I'm one in his eye.
I don't know. We'll be back and find out.
A big one. I don't know exactly what.
The wishbone?
That didn't come. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk in a little bit. Stay right there on the matter of the exploding duck after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance.
800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. That's 800-918-7092. Paid for by the IPG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
I think our discussions during the break were better than this case or no case. But go ahead and finish. Though we had some
a lot of things were blown up in this room. Let me
we were talking about some very interesting times.
By the way, I brought you some guys just a few yeast tablets to take together.
Okay. Anyway, let's give these guys their points. But at least I did something different.
I just want to remind people the scenario was in the late 1900s, and Mr. Perkins took his duck to the Iowa State Fair. The duck got home. His competitor, who ran the feed store, gave Mr. Perkins a bag of feed. Didn't give to him, sold it to him. He thought it was corn, took it home, put it on the porch, opened it up. The duck ate it and blew up, sending a bone into Mr. Perkins' eye and blinding him in that one eyeball. So who said this was no case?
Me. Oh, they said it was no case.
No case.
Mm-hmm. That's a winner.
Mm-hmm. Who said this was a case?
That's me.
Who said it was a true scenario?
I said it was a true scenario.
And who said it was? Who said it was not a scenario? You know what this means? All of you get 1 point. True scenario, no case.
Fred said Fred said it was a case. I said true scenario, no case. Denise said not true scenario, no case.
Okay, Todd gets...
Todd gets a point.
2 points, right?
Did you get two, Todd?
Yes, well, I said no case.
True scenario, but no case.
Okay, perfect. Nailed. Ding, ding.
I gave the wrong point.
2-1 and zero, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, 2-1 zero. Okay.
Man, I just don't get it. He gets gone, and he comes back, and now he's ahead.
Am I right behind him?
Well, not right behind him. You're behind him a lot.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Okay,
go ahead.
That's okay. He's like the Warriors in the fourth quarter. He can close the gap.
All right, what happened? That really happened, huh, Cal?
True story, yeah. It was pretty interesting. What's the matter, Tom?
I just keep thinking about the deposition in this case, you know. So, sir, what happened here?
Oh, well, I fed him the stuff, and he went back out, and I saw he's starting to expand. So I went over to him.
And then he's going like this.
I was going to try to relieve him by pulling a finger, but ducks don't have fingers. So I pulled a feather, and he blew up. And that's when his sternum went in my eyeball. Maude came outside. We tried to pick up what was left of the duck. She said, save the liver. That's expensive. But, you know, there was nothing there, and we just put it in the pickup truck. And she took me to the emergency room, and that's why I'm entitled to $15 million.
It was a thigh bone, but
Todd has a very odd sense of humor.
Yeah. But it's still pretty funny. And it's a sad story, but if it happened last week, it would be, you know.
Where do you get stories like that, Cal?
I just look all over for them. I Googled in lawsuits, county fairs, and, you know, there comes this. This was a newspaper thing.
But it was not a lawsuit.
It was not a lawsuit.
It was in his, he subscribes to Duck Competitions Weekly.
No, that's Reader's Digest.
No, I'm growing a beard to look like one of the duck guys, those duck guys on that thing. Yeah. So, I don't know. It was just interesting.
Duck Dynasty.
That's it. Thank you.
We're going back to Amber Heard speaking.
Next hour. Next hour, DC, the movie and comic company involved in controversy. It's the British say.
Okay, controversy.
Controversy. Next hour, Radio Law Talk.
All right, so there's a lot more testimony going on. They had all these boring people like accountants and doctors testify that Johnny couldn't close his fist to hit Amber, and all these different good cross-examinations saying, well, can he use his other fist, and blah, 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 blah. But the most important thing we're here for on this Johnny Depp Amber Heard case is the issue of Amber squatting, supposedly, on Johnny's bed and leaving something that she said the Yorkies left. And by the way, Yorkies, I know, are not going to leave anything very big. But, Todd, you believe it is true.
I do.
That this occurred, that Amber Heard or her baby, one of her friends, did leave something on Johnny Depp's bed. Why?
That's right. So here's the thing. When folks talked about social media metrics and which hashtags and stuff was going down and a person's negative comments about social media, when it was released, even prior to the trial, when word first broke on social media that there was an allegation that she had defecated on Johnny Depp's bed in retaliation for something, and I know I would be remiss with my bad dad jokes if I didn't say an allegation of defecation of character, if you will. When that came out, I mean, that negatively affected her. A lot of hashtags and posts going out. And here's the thing. If it was not true, I would have expected Amber Heard to include as comments Johnny Depp made that defamed me, cause of action number one would have been him talking about this allegation.
You mean the deprecation of character?
Yes, she has not sued him, saying that that incident defamed her. That's not, she's suing.
He said it's not true.
Because,
he said it now.
Yeah, because if it was not true and he said it, that would be defamation. But she's not suing him for that. Why aren't you suing him for that if you claim it's not true?
Because you're doing suing him for other things she's claiming that he said were not true, right?
Yes, that's true. But I think that the story, she'd have a much better chance of proving damages and that a statement from Johnny Depp. If you take two statements from Johnny Depp and say, which one more negatively affected Amber Heard more? The statements made in GQ magazine or Esquire, wherever she made them, or the statements from the attorney saying that, it was a hoax, or a statement claiming that she pooped in his bed. I think anybody looking at that said, well, you know, the allegation she pooped in the bed is probably far more damaging to her character, and she ain't suing on that one.
So you're saying, therefore, she can't?
Yeah.
She probably did it.
I think she did it. If it wasn't true, why aren't you suing him for that?
Yeah.
I think the jury gets that one a lot more than anything else.
That's a good point, Todd.
Morgan Tremaine is the TMZ. He testified that he's a reporter for TMZ, but he is the... Oh my gosh, I can't get to this. All right, we're going to get to this, and we're going to actually play his testimony, something very interesting. And if you didn't hear it or see it, his testimony and his little smart aleck remark back to the lawyers. We're going to talk about the judge also, all these little anecdotal things happening. Why is the judge allowing
that? Reminded me of the Richard Nixon Dan Rather exchange in the Watergate era, when Richard Nixon said to Dan Rather, the reporter, "Dan, you look like you're running for something," and Rather looked at Richard Nixon and said, "No, Mr. President, are you?" And boy, did that change the tenor in the press room. So
we're back. We're going to finish up the Depp stuff.
Yep. Sorry. More radio out of context comment from Cal as usual. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk after this. Hold on.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he was misled and is ticked off regarding the police response to the Uvalde school shooting massacre. Abbott telling reporters the information he was given by investigators on Thursday was wrong. He added, people deserve answers. Former President Trump claims Democrats are using the Texas school massacre for their political advantage.
Every time a disturbed or demented person commits such a hideous crime, it is always a grotesque effort by some in our society to use the suffering of others to advance their own extreme political agenda.
While addressing the NRA convention in Houston, the former president pressed for more cops at schools and more security measures, including teachers with guns. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Is this real life?
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
Objection, Your Honor. I'm imaginative. I'm making this out of our smoke world. 15 minutes of fame. Objection, Your Honor. I'm imaginative. I'm making this out of our smoke world.
So I stand to gain nothing from this. I'm actually putting myself kind of in the target of TMZ, a very litigious organization, and I'm not seeking any 15 minutes here. But you're welcome to speculate. Well, I could say the same thing by taking Amber Heard as a client for you.
A little argumentative, don't you think?
Oh, hardly. I find that to be purely logical. Thank you.
Now, are you aware that Mr. Depp's...
That's good.
If you don't have information...
Oh, that is Morgan Tremaine, a former TMZ employee that kind of managed the paparazzi and basically came in and testified as a rebuttal witness, stating that... You know, Amber's like, oh, we never sent that any information into the press about showing up to take a picture of me coming out of the police, department after I filed a TRO. Sure enough, he said, who was tipped off was the, with the producers. And he said, the difference is if it comes through the tip line, then they've got to do a corroboration to make sure there's no trademark issues or that that's actually the right person that's given them this tip. And if it comes from a producer, hears it direct from someone, then it's about a 15-minute time frame to when we can act on it.
Yeah. What do you think we have to vet this?
Yes.
He's like
yes.
an assignment editor. He says, I've just got a tip that Amber Heard's walking her dogs on Hollywood Boulevard. Run over there and get a picture. I mean, that's what he does. He scrambles crews to go get video.
Yeah, and so that's why I was going to get into. So that's what's important is to know that and he's saying, look, TMZ is litigious. I'm not in this. Look, I'm coming here, and I got a target on my back now. And he basically lays out that someone was giving Amber's like, I never did that. Well, Amber might not have, but her team probably did.
And giving that's what though?
Giving okay, telling them to show up to take these pictures of Amber bruised up on her face when she shows up for the TRO, the temporary restraining order,
and make sure that she turns her head. Yeah. To get this particular cheek, the assignment went so far as to say, get her particular cheek, right or left, whichever one it was.
Yeah, and that's what I was getting to, Cal, was that was the other thing that they were going to do. Not only that, they got tipped off for her deposition in the divorce, and so what happens that behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know about is TMZ actually came in and tried to quash the subpoena. So what Johnny Depp has to do is subpoena this guy, Morgan Tremaine, to show up as a rebuttal witness to show Amber Heard and or her team are out there trying to do this hit piece on Johnny Depp, which Johnny Depp says and his team said this is all fake, because don't forget there is testimony of people that saw her the week before, because it was about a week after she goes to the she goes and sees does the temporary restraining order, which by the way Johnny happened to be out of the country. And other people said that they saw nothing on her, including, you know, people who were right there looking her in the face. But this TMZ tries to quash the subpoena, saying we got this from some special people or informant that we promised or told them we would not reveal. And so TMZ fought this to say this guy, Morgan Tremaine, cannot testify. Well, what did the judge say? Obviously, he testified. It's really intelligent what the judge said. Judge said TMZ does not meet the legal standards to interfere because this is not their case. They're not in the case. And therefore, it's not that basically it's not right. They don't have any say in what happens in a case if they're not involved.
So they were arguing freedom of the press and that they didn't have to disclose their sources, something like that, right?
Right. So there's two things. First of all, he says you're not part of this case. Second of all, it's Morgan Tremaine that's testifying, not you, TMZ, that's forcing. And he can say what he wants, and he's already agreed to it. So therefore, the judge let it in. And that's what happened behind the scenes.
But he also, Fred, did not say, oh, I got it from a guy named John. He just said, these are the normal types of folks we get calls from. Because I'm sure if you've ever watched TMZ or seen these Hollywood clips, oh, Michael Jackson died, you know, this other kind of dramatic Hollywood news. How does that happen? TMZ has developed a marvelous Hollywood tip line for the gossipy kind of stories that they do. They're really good at it. And so they get the phone call, they scramble the crew, they're out there, they get the video, but he didn't say I got it from Todd Kuhn's sister or something like that.
No,
he did not name an individual.
He insinuated it. It was very clear that he insinuated it. Watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it wasn't clear that it's like, I don't know where else it could have come from, because it was Amber's private, you know, information. You know, who else would know other than her team, right?
But did he give a name? He didn't give a name.
No, he would not give names.
So
he did the right thing. Yeah.
Anyway, that's the long story. I like Morgan Tremaine popping back at Amber Heard's lawyer. That was pretty funny. And finally, as we wrap it up, in closing, look, I want to make sure that I want to read just a couple of things what Johnny Depp said on his when he was redirected about the case. What are some of the interesting things he said when he first got up there? He said, quote, this is ridiculous, humiliating, and ludicrous, painful, savage, and unbelievably brutal, cruel, and false. He then said, I've never in my life committed sexual battery, physical abuse. All these things are outlandish, outrageous stories to me of me committing these things. He goes on, and then Amber Heard gets up there and basically, you know, says the opposite, right? She's like, no, this did occur, because I want to do both sides, right? I want both sides. So, you know, Amber Heard says, and here I'm quoting Amber, and this is probably true, even just walking into this courtroom, sitting here in front of the world, having the worst parts of my life and things I've lived through used to humiliate me. People want to kill me, and they tell me so every day. People want to put my baby in a microwave, and they tell me that.
Wow.
That's what she testifies. So let me, I'm going to jump on Amber Heard's side. I know it sounds like we've been jumping on Depp, I mean for Depp, but Amber Heard's going through an awful lot as a woman, and I feel for her. Now, did she bring it on her own, bring it on herself? She might have by doing those op-eds, but or maybe she got bad advice, right? Maybe she got some bad advice. One way or the other, this thing's going to go next week. One way or the other, they're both going to be damaged. One way or the other, someone's going to come out ahead and someone's not. And we're going to find out next week. Maybe it might drag out more than a week. Sometimes juries deliberate for weeks and weeks and weeks. But we'll find out when we come back next week with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. And then when this trial's over, Cal.
Yeah.
And when this trial's over, Denise and Todd, we're going to end Radio Law Talk.
It's all over.
We have nothing else to talk about. That's it. We are done. Radio Law Talk will shut down after 6 years.
I vote no.
Okay, we'll talk about something else. So, but when we come back, I want to talk. I don't want to get into all this information. I want to wait till the next segment. But we're going to talk about UCLA. And at UCLA, they actually had a doctor abuse scandal that's been going on. A lot of people don't know about, but we're going to talk a little bit about that. We've got an employee's win a very important Supreme Court case that I'm actually shocked about because, and it's basically pro-employees, that the Supreme Court since 1920s have held the opposite, or the appellate courts have held the opposite, and now they flip. And I'm not saying flip, but they interpreted it a little bit differently. We want to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about the opioid issues going on. But I'm sorry, I just don't know. Do you guys have any other final comments about Amber and Johnny Depp? Do you have a prediction? We already did it. You guys say that neither of them are going to win. And Todd, you said what? I know Denise and I said neither are going to win, and you said...
I think that Johnny Depp is somehow going to come out. I don't think it's going to be a lot, but I think that there will be some sort of something that will enable him to claim that, or make the claim that he was victorious in this. I think it's going to go his way.
Do you think? Who do you think have won in the public opinion, Denise?
I don't think either of them did.
I think Johnny Depp. I think Johnny, look, a couple years ago we were asking ourselves, why doesn't Johnny Depp just let this die? Why does he keep pursuing this? What is going on? And I think that through all of this, anybody in Hollywood is able to see that Johnny Depp has the following that they thought that he had, which makes him marketable for his career moving forward, despite what happens in this trial. And I think it's going to be either a wash or he prevails. So I think that Johnny Depp was able to accomplish his goals to the extent he had them.
We'll be back. We're going to talk something about something other than Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. It's a miracle.
This is Radio Law Talk on many local radio stations and always on RadioLawTalk.com.
Is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented good hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Boys are weird. How did that happen?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So UCLA, there's been a controversy about a doctor that there's more than 300 women who claim they are sexually abused by a UCLA gynecologist. The university has decided and is working on a possible settlement, and the settlement to pay a record of almost $700 million in the doctor of sexual abuse lawsuit. That, wow, it's just, and what they say is quote, this is what this is what came out, is, quote, Dr. Heap sexually abused patients for years while UCLA Health put profits over their safety. And that's from the attorney for the 30, or one of the attorneys for the 300 victims. Today's settlement is the result of bravery of these victims and sends a message to the healthcare institutions must protect vulnerable patients and act decisively at complaints of abuse. So they've agreed to pay just under $700 million, dwarfing the what is the biggest one of all time before that? $500 million by Michigan State
yep.
in 2018. So,
you know, one of the things I find interesting about this case in particular is when we hear allegations of sexual assault being made by victims against celebrities, athletes, doctors, and things like that, one of the things I always look to is where was the criminal case that preceded the civil case for these wrongs? You know, I'm thinking about like Deshaun Watson and others. In this case here, the doctor that was accused of this is currently facing 21 felony counts for allegedly sexually assaulting seven different women. And there, so there is a criminal case going on. And I look at that, if I'm UCLA, and I say, well, okay, maybe he's guilty, maybe he's not guilty, but here's the thing. If we don't do anything right now, and this guy goes and ends up being convicted of those counts, $700 million is going to look like a pittance.
Right.
And, yeah. and we should,
because there's 300 of them.
Yeah, we should judge because the
and the facts here are really awful.
Yeah, I mean
the facts here are that after they knew UCLA, even after they knew yes. there was a complaint, they let him keep his job for another year, and there was a complaint being investigated that came out. That investigation came out that it happened.
Yes.
And they let him keep his job for another year.
You know what, though? I'm wondering, too, by the way. And I'm not jumping on UCLA's side. Darn if they do, darn if they don't. What happens if they fire him?
They should have put him on administrative leave.
Well, but I'm saying he sues them, too. So they get sued. But you're right. I think you're right, Denise. 300 women who claim abuse or this guy suing you, let the guy sue you and put him on administrative leave. Yeah.
Yeah. Let him do that at a minimum.
And pay him administrative
him,
leave.
Limit the damages.
There would be no damages. Right.
A lot cheaper than $700 million, Todd.
Oh, yeah. But,
Yeah, that's anyway. However, this is for a public university.
Yes.
That's the record. Because don't forget, one of the biggest ones ever was USC.
Right.
Who is a private, you know, people think USC's a public one. No, it's a private institution paid about $1 billion with a B, for the sexual harassment type cases. One of their schools, longtime gynecologist. Wow, being a gynecologist.
Are we going to follow the criminal matter against this doctor?
I'm sure we're going to.
If it gets to, you know, we'll follow it, yes. It really depends on after this if this is going to be a plea negotiation or if this is going to be something more. I mean, I think right now there could be some reluctance on the part of, say, UCLA participating in a criminal investigation while they've got a civil suit pending. Once the civil suit gets over with, and now they've reached this resolution, there's not as much, perhaps, reluctance to participate in the criminal investigation because we've already taken care of our civil liability here.
Hang on a minute, Cal. So what I think is important here is it's very important to note that's why gynecologists nowadays, or even doctors, generally speaking, not all, but they usually, and it costs money. They have an assistant come in with them.
I think it's wise,
especially a gynecologist that's doing things, you need to make sure you have an assistant in there. I know it's expensive, but you got to do that, Cal.
I was just going to say, I wonder how much delaying the prosecution or may have hurt. In other words, does that have a tendency to dilute cases after a while? If there's this long-term pattern, nobody does anything about it, and all of a sudden, boom, this pops up, does that harm the criminal case in any way? Other than finding witnesses, I know.
Well, the only thing I know about the criminal case right now is that it's 21 counts with seven alleged victims. So,
oh, I see.
And what I don't know is what the timing is for these seven victims. I mean, look, if one of the victims is from 10 years ago or 12 years ago or up close to the statute of limitations for filing a criminal case, then yes. If they have in the civil case, hundreds of potential victims here, but the criminal case is with seven, and those seven happened within the last, you know, 2 or 3 years, well, then not much has happened as far as delaying. The biggest issue with delaying is impediment is the same in a civil case versus a criminal case, and that is memories fade, witnesses unfortunately go away, they're not findable for both corroborating witnesses on both sides. And, so,
and they become unwilling. I don't want to deal with this anymore. It's
and also documentary evidence fades, too. I mean, it goes away and it's harder to get, or maybe it's shredded because it's after 7 years. You don't have to keep it as an agency or entity any longer. And, you know, a lot of stuff is completely
gone. Just so stunning, though, that two university doctors in the same geographical part of the country end up have allegations for similar nasty stuff.
And
I mean, terrible crimes against people.
And they're both around
the
300. I'm not saying anything, but they're both around 300 people, women that brought forth the allegations. Not like 40 on one and 600, or it's they're both in the 300 range. It's
not like two people. This is significant.
Yeah. But I'm just wondering why it's on the 300s. I'm not. That's a lot of people. But still, it's like. Well, I wonder why one was.
I don't understand why the UCLA or why these big universities have a doctor on.
Yeah.
Why? Why don't they just like pay help with the insurance of the students and float it and let them pick their own doctors?
Yeah, they have.
The liability is horrendous.
Well, I think there are more clinics on college campuses now than there have ever been because of the homeless people in the college campus that states in California especially want to go out and try to take care of. That's a big factor. And the other is the medical insurance issue. Some people just don't have it.
Go ahead, Todd.
Say, doesn't UCLA have a medical school? So the UCLA School of Medicine. And so most of these schools that are schools of medicine actually...
like having their own clinics?
They have their own clinics. They do that. It's part of their curriculum. So I think it would make sense to have a doctor there handling this. Interestingly enough, have you ever heard of the movie The Hand That Rocks the Cradle with Rebecca De Mornay from way back in the day?
Yeah.
This kind of conduct with a gynecologist was a key factor in the events of that film that led to what happened. Very similar situation.
I say scenario, but not a case.
No, we can't say that.
I don't know.
It's a tough situation. It's horrible.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, I in one of the articles that we read, they referred to the victims as brave. And I absolutely agree with that because it's pretty – you talk about what a victim in a case – because if you're a victim in a case, you don't know that there's 300 people out there that are in the same situation you were in. You think you're the only one. And then to go and say, I got to make a claim against a doctor that's probably going to be supported by the whole school, and it's just me making this claim, you know –
Let me be an advocate for the other side. And whereas lawyers, we have to argue both sides. Just because there's large numbers doesn't mean it's true. And that's why I'm very, very protective of the Constitution and of people who are have allegations against them. That's what we're about. That's what this the country.
Yeah.
And the problem is in the country, if 30, 40 people say something, then you're automatically guilty. I'm not saying they're not, but. We got to let the process work, right? Because guess what? In the old days, they said that about certain people that were of a certain color. And they would all say, this person did it. And there's a movie about it, by the way, that said this person did it and they weren't. And they're innocent. So,
and against women in Massachusetts and the witches.
Let me finish. Yeah. More people that say it doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah.
Yes, it looks bad. But in the court of public opinion, I don't like that. I want to see it in the courtroom. Anyway, I'm going to argue both sides. We'll be back after this, hour three.
Hey, Fred, thank you. Didn't mean to interrupt you there. This is Radio Law Talk, and we do appreciate your listening and remind you to stay tuned. There's one more hour coming up.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.